This is 1010 Thrive. Today we continue our best off replay, sharing with you an episode first broadcast on December 1, 2020, Peace in a Crisis. Welcome to episode 22 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Matthew 8 verses 24 to 27. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." It was such a lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way, not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, a storm surrounded my life. But even in the storm, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the peace speaker. I know him by name. I know the peace speaker. He controls the winds and the waves. When he says, "Peace be still," they have to obey. I'm glad I know the peace speaker. Yes, I know him by name. Those are the words from a 1994 song from the Christian recording artists, the Heritage Singers. If you're going through a storm, if you're going through hard times, what a privilege if you know the peace speaker. Imagine just being able to trust that Jesus can speak to your storms and they can be calmed. Isaiah 26 verse 3 speaks to this when the prophet writes about God, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." In Philippians 4 verse 7 we read, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Jesus is the source through which and from which peace flows into our souls. Colossians 1 verses 19 to 20 gives us a deeper understanding of this. "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." We rest on and in the finished work of Christ. Peace comes through the shed blood. Jesus purchased peace for us when he died on the cross, and he is the only source through which we can obtain peace. Still, this peace is conveyed to our hearts and minds by the Holy Spirit. It is one of the fruits of the Spirit we read about in Galatians 5 verse 22. As the Holy Spirit fills our lives, so he produces this fruit within us. And how does the Holy Spirit fill our lives? This happens in a few ways, but it includes loving, meditating on, and obeying the word. Psalm 119 verses 165 offers us this great promise. "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." The Old Testament is filled with many powerful if-then statements. One of them is in Leviticus 26 verses 3 to 6. Note that verse 3 begins with, "If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands," then in verse 6, "I will grant peace." That's 1010 living. Let's go back to Philippians 4 verse 7, where we were promised that peace which transcends understanding. That is preceded by verse 6, in which we read, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Peace comes from Christ. He is the source. That peace is conveyed through the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Holy Spirit when we love, meditate on, and obey God's word. And in every situation, we remain connected to Christ through plenty of prayer and praise.
Today's top 10 list.
Today's top 10 list, 10 symbols of peace from the natural world.
Number 1.
The first one is a twofer, the dove with an olive branch. A dove was a bird that Noah sent from the ark when the waters from the great flood had receded. This bird returned with an olive branch, indicating that it was safe now to exit the ark. The symbol for World Peace Day is a dove holding an olive branch.
Number 2.
Sheep or lambs? We have talked about sheep quite a bit on 1010 Thrive. Sheep are noted for being gentle. Jesus is the Lamb of God, both for his message of peace and his role as the ultimate sacrifice.
Number 3.
Cranes. It is a tradition in Japan to fold 1,000 origami paper cranes called Senbazuru to bring luck. After the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, a girl who lived there tried to make a Senbazuru before she died of the leukemia she developed from the bomb's radiation. Every year, people leave Senbazuru on a statue of that girl, whose name was Sadaka Sasaki, in Hiroshima Peace Park. A plaque on the statue reads, "Peace on Earth."
Number 4.
Kingfisher. Another name for this bird is Halcyon. Influenced by a Greek legend, the word halcyon has come to mean in English a period in the past characterized by peace and happiness.
Number 5.
Manatee. Called by some the gentle giants of the sea, manatees spend most of their time sleeping and eating plants. They communicate with each other through kissing and hugging. They have no prey and do not harm other creatures. In some West African traditions, killing one is seen as a great affront and requires atonement.
Number 6.
Sloth. Yes, I know, the sloth. This is such a misunderstood creature. Many people think of it as lazy. However, it would be more accurate to describe it as slow, quiet, and passive. They're easygoing and, yes, peaceful.
Number 7.
Butterflies. Many cultures around the world have viewed butterflies as symbols of one or more of the following: peace, love, life, tranquility, and hope.
Number 8.
Giant panda. Some members of the bear family are ferocious and deadly. Giant pandas are mostly quiet, solitary herbivores. While capable of fending off attacks, they tend to avoid confrontation. And the giant panda has been the symbol of the World Wildlife Fund since its founding in 1961.
Number 9.
The bald eagle. Have you seen the seal of the U.S.? A bald eagle is depicted with arrows in one hand and an olive branch in the other. This represents a country which desires peace but is ready for war. However, note that the eagle faces toward the olive branch, showing a preference for peace.
Number 10.
The white poppy flower. You might know that poppy flowers could be found on battlefields and grave sites across Europe after the First World War. These flowers, particularly red poppies, came to symbolize remembrance. In 1933, the anti-war Women's Cooperative Guild began selling white poppies to embody both remembrance and pacifism. The whiteness symbolizes a lack of bloodshed. Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Father, thank you for the peace in the midst of a storm-tossed life. Thank you for an anchor, a rock to build our faith upon. With Jesus as our vessel, we fear no alarm. Thank you for peace now and for always. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.